Welcome to the SBA Cycling News Flash on Friday, the 6th of December. The semi-bombshell of the week, the British cyclist Tom Pidcock is set to leave Ineos Grenadier. Pidcock, known for his versatility and successes in both road and cyclocross disciplines, is expected to join the Q36.5 Pro Cycling Team in 2025. While the contract has not been officially signed yet, negotiations are reportedly in the final stages. This potential transfer marks a significant shift in Pidcock's career, seen for a long time as the golden boy of the British cycling team, but the relationship went from bad to worse with management as the year went by. It's worth mentioning as well his former director sportif, Steve Cummins, is moving too, but this time to Aussie shores as his new team is Jayco Alula. Another end of the year in a cast for Remco Evenepoel. The Belgian cyclist has successfully undergone a surgery following a frightening collision with a postal van during a training session this week. The incident, which occurred while Evenepoel was already preparing for the upcoming season, resulted in injury that required immediate medical attention. The surgery was successful and Evenepoel is now focused on his recovery and return to racing. He is said to be optimistic about his comeback and is already planning his rehabilitation process. As a reminder, Remco also had a difficult start to this season and eventually reached some heights in 2024. We wish him a prompt recovery. Retired Spanish cyclist Alejandro Valverde is being considered for the role of national coach of the Spanish Cycling Federation. Valverde, who had a distinguished career with numerous victories, including a road race world championship title in 2018, is said to be a strong candidate. If appointed, Valverde would bring his wealth of knowledge and strategic insight to the national team. The decision is still pending, but Valverde's potential appointment has generated excitement and optimism within the Spanish cycling community, as he is the last Spanish national world champion, man or woman, to date. All this and much, much more in your next SBS Cycling podcast.